Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And you know, whatever you want to do, you want to have a cigar, we can do that. Yeah. But I am not taking that fish off the hook. You're doing that for me. And then when we throw it back in the water or whatever we're doing with them, you're gonna put the nightcrawler on the hook.
Have you ever seen somebody with that. Clean fish? You ever seen
that? Yes, I've seen that. And I was actually in Florida a couple of years ago on vacation, and I watched that process.
Cut the tail and fillet it.
Yes, indeed. So I've seen that, again, not doing that either.
You're not doing that.
I'm not doing anything that involves blood or it just anything of the sort. that was that, you know.
It's a city thing.
I'm not a country boy, Brad. You're going to have to forgive me here.
So therefore, basically.
If you invite me on your fishing trip, I'll come. You know, I throw the rod out there, I throw the line out there, all that, man.
We should have a 92.9 fishing
but
trip.
But do not ask me to put anything on the hook, and do not ask me to take anything off the hook, because I ain't doing it.
So if you go to Destin, you get my friend Taylor, one of these guys who does these charter boats, and you go out and you whoop that rod out there, and he takes care of everything.
Dude, I will look like there's three parts
Freaking
of fishing.
Freaking Bill Dance
right?
out there.
There's three parts of fishing. The first part is you got to put the bait on the hook or whatever it is. Then you got to sit out there and wait, and hold the line.
Drink a beer and throw it out.
Then you got to reel it in and take the fish off the hook.
That's it.
For 33% of that process, I will look like a badass fisherman. I like the best fisherman you ever met in your whole life. Yeah. And then like the important parts, I got to call somebody over.
I heard that.
So, but at least I'm honest
about it. We'll get Ron Wong over
you know,
and help you out.
At least, they'll never have
Larry
me on their
Ray
show.
And Ron Wong
I've blown
you.
That here. Yeah, I'm never going to go on their nature show. All right, we will come back. A lot more to come here on the show today, including seismic changes coming to the NFL schedule, which I'm a huge proponent of. Also, Greg Robinson plays in the NFL, and he did something incredibly dumb. And the Grizzlies are back in action. We'll get into all of that when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life with zero sugar, 4 calories, and a convenient portable size. It's the perfect pick-me-up for busy, hard-working people just like you. I know after John and I are done with a show, we've hit a little bit of a wall, and research shows that more than 70% of us hit a wall after lunch. Let a 5-Hour Energy shot be just the thing you need to leap over that wall instead of crashing into it. And you could be on the go to an exciting tropical paradise. Just visit 5hewin.com. That's the number 5hewin.com.
Remember the first time you climbed the high dive ladder? You thought about it all summer. You watched the others. Now, all your friends were watching you. Life is full of these high dive moments. But when you have a bank like First Horizon behind you, you've got the confidence to make a big splash. Now you can get a jump on your finances with a special bonus when you open any checking account. First Horizon, understanding runs deep. Visit firsthorizon.com/leap.
Hey Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air, here with my sales manager, Derek. Derek, did your granddaddy ever tell you nothing in life is free?
There's no such thing as a free lunch.
There's no such thing as a free furnace either. When you think of heating and air, think Best Care. No gimmicks, no hassles. Call us today for a free estimate at 624-1401. That's 624-1401. We are your hometown choice for plumbing, heating, and air, and a proud partner of the Memphis Tigers.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company in Horn Lake. Melissa Cookston, the owner, has won 8 world championships, so she sets the standard high. Ribs are cooked multiple times per day to give guests fresh from the cooker quality, and when you order a pulled pork sandwich, the pork is hand-pulled right then and not a moment earlier. If you've been to Memphis Barbecue Company, you know it's legit. If you haven't been, go. It's at 709 DeSoto Cove, just off the interstate in Horn Lake. Check them out on the web, MemphisBBQCO.com.
I have a word of advice for y'all. Get yourself to O'Call and do it now today because right now men's and women's fall and winter merchandise is 70% off. Listen, I always look forward to the semi-annual sale, but this is the sale at its best. 70% off. That's 70. I may well see you there because you're not just getting a great deal, you're getting a great deal on the best clothing in the world. I went to a Tigers game the other day wearing a new sport coat from O'Call. No fewer than 7 people commented on it. And if that many people said something, how many other people noticed? It just feels good to look that good. And here's the thing. I only bought that particular jacket because someone at O'Call suggested it to me, meaning they knew their clothing, yes, but they knew me and what I needed too. That's what you get from O'Call. That's why it's been making Memphians look spectacular since 1859. So go there right now while men's and women's fall and winter merchandise is 70% off.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
In the third hour, we're going to be joined in studio by my man, Antonio Burks, who... top 10 in assists, top 10 in steals over there at the University of Memphis. Super interesting dude, South Memphis legend, and you just don't hear from that much. So we're gonna be joined in studio by Antonio Burks. We've been going back and forth. He's definitely coming in. Looking forward to having him in studio at 1:25. Right now, we got to do the rundown. Let's get it.
The rundown is presented by City Auto.
Now it's the rundown. The biggest stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
All right, so this kind of came out of nowhere yesterday in the NFL. The owners got together. They had sort of an impromptu meeting yesterday. Yep. And what came out of that meeting was something really interesting. And it was we've talked a lot about sort of the shortening of the preseason, right, mm-hmm. and the addition of maybe a regular season game. Mm-hmm. But that's not what came out of this yesterday. What came out of this yesterday was a new structure
yep.
of the playoffs. Yep. It was a new structure of the NFL playoffs, and we'll just sort of go through these here really quickly. An extra team is going to be added to the playoffs per conference, so you're basically going to have an extra wild card team.
Sure.
In both the AFC and the NFC. And also, as a part of the playoffs expanding by one team each conference, there's going to be one bye.
Right.
So there's only
going to be number one seed.
Only one team gets a bye in each conference, and that's going to be the number one seed, which gives that team, obviously, an absolutely massive advantage.
And I think this is really good. I mean, we saw what happened this year with the, you know, some of these top seeds, you know. You're rewarded for getting the one seed. I mean, that's the one
for sure.
You want. I mean, and you have a super advantage to get to the Super Bowl.
Well, and I have no problem with that.
No, I don't either.
When you're the best team across the regular season, right?
You deserve that bye.
Exactly right. Like, you should be able to sort of
sure.
have an advantage over everybody else because you've earned that right.
Sure.
You've earned that opportunity. Another part of this, which, by the way, on the playoffs itself,
sure.
I love the NFL. Uh-huh. I love NFL games.
Sure.
I love playoff games. And I don't think you're only really going from.
Sure.
I don't think enough teams make the playoffs.
Right.
That's
well,
where I'm at. Like, I think too few teams make the playoffs.
It helps teams who are right on the fringe. You get an extra team in. But like this year, for example, the Ravens would have gotten a bye in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond, yeah. like, you know, so they probably would have figured out.
Yes, for sure. Like, they could.
In theory, there's a chance for them to advance a little easier than they obviously got blown out by, or didn't get blown out, but, you know, lost to Tennessee
yeah,
this year.
So, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, so there's definitely, like, there's a huge advantage
there's
that comes
advantage,
with that.
Yeah.
I think this year the Rams would have gotten in.
Rams would be
and the Steelers would have gotten in
okay.
on the AFC side. So the Rams and the Steelers, again, the Steelers. It was a season from hell for them because they're starting to do the duck call dude at the end of the season.
Right.
With everything that happened
to Mason Rudolph.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was a disaster. So I'm not saying like yes, there are gonna be years where teams like the Steelers that are 8-8 or 7-9 or whatever,
yeah.
And have you know include aren't a good team.
Sure.
They're gonna sneak in.
Yeah.
But like it's not like they're gonna ever make some kind of run. I am always in favor of more football. Now I'm not playing. I'm not on the field. I'm not having to strap up the helmet. Like I'm not having to take those hits.
Sure.
But as a consumer, as a viewer whose team is perennially on the outside looking in, mm-hmm. I am obviously in favor of anything that's going to make it easier for my team to get back to the playoffs. Now, I did see a stat that even with this new sort of rule implementation, mm-hmm. the Raiders would still only have one playoff appearance in the last 16 years. So it would not have changed anything.
That's the first question I had, John.
Yeah, it would not have changed very much for the Raiders. But, you know, again, I believe the way it would go is you'd have six games on Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
You'd have six games of wild
on the
card
playoffs,
action,
right.
That first weekend. And yeah. like, who would not love that? Like,
no, it's
who would not love more playoff action?
Love it. Love
this,
it.
This is, I think this is a, it, not that the situation was broken, not that the system was broken, but I don't think you're oversaturating it by taking it from 38% of teams making the playoffs to now 44%. I think more is good. I don't think it's too much. I love it. Now, the other part of this that they're talking about sort of in this new CBA, the 17th regular season game,
mm-hmm.
I'm assuming that it would come with an extra bye week. So every team would have two bye weeks. I think that's fair. I don't know if they're going to be able to get everybody on board. But, again, they are proposing a percentage point increase in the CBA for the players. So one percentage point, which would be to 48%, I believe, of the revenue.
The total, the share revenue to the players. And I guess the preseason they're not changing, huh?
They would shorten it to, I believe, three games.
Oh, well, that's good.
They would shorten it to three games. And a percentage point may not sound like a whole hell of a lot, mm-hmm. but that's $1.5 billion over a decade.
Yeah.
You know, it would be $150 million to the players mm-hmm. Plus just in 2020.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's
good.
It's a lot of money. A percentage point might not be a lot to you and me.
No, I get
when
it.
When we're talking about the cash cow that is the National Football League, it makes a whole hell of a lot of difference.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming what ends up happening is the players are like, we don't love it, but it's $1.5 billion over a decade to us. We're not going to get that any other way, you know, so let's just take it. And it would not be added the 17th game.
2021.
Right, it would probably not happen mm-hmm. until 2021. So my thing with this is I love it. I don't really understand if you're an NFL fan why you wouldn't love it, because if you're not rooting for, you know, the Patriots or if you're not rooting for, you know, the Saints or whoever, like, you know, your team is probably, you know, maybe they make the playoffs, maybe they don't in the old format, right?
Yeah.
Now you have, in theory, a 6% better chance of making the playoffs, which I want to watch. I want the Raiders to make the playoffs before I die. Like,
well,
I would like that.
Two things with this. One, in theory, two, you'll have some rest games there at the end if you really come out strong. Like, if you start, you know, winning games right at the top, you got a chance to rest some players, like the Chiefs and some of these teams. The second thing I have a question, though, is does this help John Martin win that fantasy league because you get that extra week, or how did the fantasy breakdowns go?
It won't change anything fantasy-wise. I mean, you'll have two bye weeks. I'm assuming you'll have two bye weeks.
Just do two bye weeks and go
navigate.
17.
You'll have to navigate bye weeks, double the bye weeks for your players. But no, I don't think it would affect anything in fantasy. But I think this is good.
It's good.
I like sort of where the NFL's head's at here. I'm always in favor of more playoff games, and it looks like that is exactly what we are going to get.
Next story.
Saw this yesterday, and I thought we were past this, to be quite honest with you. I thought that this story was all but over. But Jeff Darlington, who covers the NFL for ESPN, said yesterday,
mm-hmm.
Or at least Adam Schefter said that Jeff Darlington said this, that the Tennessee Titans are the favorites to land Tom Brady in free agency. Not that they're a dark horse, not that they're involved, not that they may have a shot, but Jeff Darlington said that the Tennessee Titans are the favorite to land Tom Brady in free agency, and that is
I don't think that's true.
That well, I mean, Jeff Darlington apparently knows something. Like, I don't know if he's in there with Giselle.
We are not owned by ESPN, so I think I can safely say this. By the way, Darlington hasn't come on the show, so I can say it even more strongly.
Well, now he's never going to come on the show.
Maybe I shouldn't say this then.
What, do you not have respect for Jeff Darlington?
I watch him on ESPN. I think, first of all, I think Schefter's amazing. Like, he breaks news. Not only that, like, when he speaks pretty much in a straightforward fashion. Mm-hmm. You know, his analysis is, you know, he's not an analyst, but he's pretty straightforward in what he's saying. The favorite is New England.
Yeah, yeah. I think you're right. I agree with you. I still would be so shocked if we get to April or May or whatever. I guess NFL free agency starts next month.
Right.
I would just be stunned if Tom Brady leaves New England. Like, right. Because especially with that Super Bowl commercial, man, right. Like, because he said something along the lines of, as for me, I'm not going anywhere. Right. Well, we knew you weren't retiring because you had that long, drawn-out-ass, dramatic-ass Instagram post right. Where you're like, something about right. The man in the arena, whatever.
Guy walking through a tunnel.
Yeah, like, we knew you weren't going anywhere based on your Instagram post. So you can't sit here and say that you were just announcing that you weren't retiring. Right. Nobody on planet Earth thought you were retiring. I took that as, I'm not leaving New England. Of course I'm not leaving New England. What, did you think I was actually going to leave the Patriots and Bill Belichick and what we built here? Right. So I would still be stunned. My question would be, like, why? Why? I mean, I know Mike Vrabel is the coach of the Titans. I understand it. But, like, why would you go? I mean, I guess because they have a running game there with Derrick Henry, and they have a pretty solid offensive line there with Taylor Lewan and a couple other guys. But I, of all the destinations, though, I just don't – I don't know. I mean, it just seems very un-Tom Brady-like to go to Nashville.
The only thing I can think of that goes through my mind is the playoff game, because they lost to the Titans in the playoffs in their own place. The defense looked really good for Tennessee. Maybe he saw that game and he thought, you know, that looks like a team that I might play for. Now, we talked about Ryan Tannehill. I think they're going to franchise Ryan Tannehill. That's the move. Yep. There's your quarterback. Yep. And he's not a sexy option, but he's the option.
Like, well, I would rather have Tom Brady than Tannehill.
Well, yeah, no question about it. Like,
Derrick Henry the Raiders would not. Derrick Henry disagrees.
Yeah, well, the Raiders should go get Tom Brady, too, but they're probably not either, you know? I mean.
Well, they want Tom Brady. I mean, yeah. The Raiders want Tom Brady bad. They're willing to offer him 2 years, $60 million, according to
report. Is that true?
Yes. John Gruden, it would crawl over broken glass right now to have Tom Brady. That's not even a debate. The question is whether Tom Brady would seriously entertain. There. But Derrick Henry was on Taylor Lewan's podcast and said Brady can still play. Obviously, age doesn't matter for him. He's still playing at a high level. But my question would be, why ain't Ryan Tannehill good enough? You know, speaking for everybody on the offense, we fed off of him. Ryan Tannehill is our quarterback, and we went to the AFC Championship. Why would we not want Ryan back? And the answer is very simple, Derek, because you could have Tom Brady instead of Ryan Tannehill. What are we doing here? What are y'all hotboxing that bus? I mean, y'all hotboxing that bus on that podcast. This is ridiculous. I mean, Ryan Tannehill came in and did some good things for the Titans, okay? And I give him credit for that. But at the end of the day, if you put them side by side, I don't care how old Tom Brady is, and you ask who would you – all things equal, you got weapons, you got an offensive line, you got a run game. Who would you rather have? I mean, who in their right mind would answer Ryan Tannehill? Ryan Tannehill wouldn't answer Ryan Tannehill.
I think you're right. I think – but Derrick Henry is probably doing the right thing by backing up his guy, because that's the guy who's going to be handing him the football.
Perhaps. I mean, that's the odds are better that it's going to be Ryan Tannehill. But it would be very interesting. Again, Jeff Darlington, I guess, went on Adam Schefter's podcast, and Adam Schefter relayed on the Rich Eisen show that Jeff Darlington has handicapped the Tom Brady race, and the Tennessee Titans are the favorite. I mean, again, this goes back to, I guess, last year. Because, I mean, I remember when training camp got underway, and I think they had like a they had a practice, I believe, in Nashville, because there was a preseason game between the Titans and the preseason.
Patriots were there?
Yeah, the Patriots were there, and they had a practice, and there was a little interaction between Vrabel and Brady, and people kind of went crazy about that.
I don't like that couple. Like, one of them, and I'm not saying – I don't think he's a meathead, per se, but Vrabel strikes me as more of a meathead, you know, like kind of set in his ways, kind of a hard head. Brady seems a little more granola-y, sort of West Coast-y almost.
Yeah, I don't know, though. It's going to be a very fascinating free agency. And if Tom Brady ends up in
Nashville?
In Tennessee and with the Titans, I mean, it's going to send ripple effects and waves across the NFL. There's no doubt about it.
Next story.
Finally, the Memphis Grizzlies are back in action tonight against the Sacramento Kings. They are on the road. This is sort of that that road trip that we've talked about for quite a bit. It's quite the doozy. It is a doozy of a road trip, because you got the Kings, who, again, like, they're a good enough team to be able to beat you at home, right? Like, you got to take them seriously. And then you've got the Lakers, then you've got the Clippers, and then you have the Rockets all on the road before you come back against the Kings on February the 28th. This is an important road trip, and I think 1-3 would you know, obviously not ideal, but you have to say, I mean, this is a road trip that you could easily go 0-4 on, just because you're playing the caliber of team that you're playing. You know, and obviously tonight is a huge, huge sort of step in setting the tone for this road trip. You know, we've talked about this a couple of times last couple of weeks. I think the Grizzlies have a really good shot of making the playoffs. I've come around on this, and that's because when you watch them play, first of all, you got Ja Morant, who's a superstar, who's a transcendental talent, and he's a fourth-quarter killer. Like, when the game is in the balance in the fourth quarter, he's not deferring.
Sure.
He's not passive. He's not hard to find. Like, he is going to go out there, and he is going to make things happen.
That's it.
And that's a presence of mind and ability that you just don't see 20-year-old rookies have.
Yeah.
And that's what separates him. So, and then beyond that, beyond just having Ja, you've got a very capable scorer in Dylan Brooks. And again, this is sort of a, you know, this is something that you can't necessarily quantify, but when you watch the Grizzlies play, I certainly, as you guys know, had a great chance to do that up close and personal right before the All-Star break last Wednesday. I was courtside, and
I heard,
and it was amazing to be a part of that
John.
Family.
We all heard.
You see a team that doesn't question who it is. You see a team that knows exactly what they have to do on a nightly basis, night in and night out. They know what their identity is, and you don't see that with young teams. And so, again, couple that with the fact that the Blazers, I don't believe, are very good. The Pelicans are too far back, and I don't think they're capable of going 21-7 or whatever it would be to catch the Grizzlies if they maintain a 500 pace. I think the Grizzlies are going to make the playoffs, but this is a very important road trip. And if you go 0-4, that could throw all that into
whack. I am going to go out on a limb and say they go 2-2 on this road trip, and here's why. I think the schedule is bad for them. Like, it's really hard. Everybody's talked about how bad the schedule is. But here's the good news. Like, you're coming off the All-Star break before this part of it. And, like, Ja got out of the All-Star break and left. He just went away and started shooting buckets, apparently. So you get the Kings one, probably. You probably drop the Lakers. You probably drop the Clippers. That's tough. But the Rockets matchup is really interesting to me on the 26th because they just sold out for this small ball lineup. And I think the Grizzlies match up really well against Houston now. I mean, not just because Valanciunas can run the floor, but your bigs all can get up and down. Like Jaren and all these guys are stretch guys. You know? So I could see them going 2-2 on this road trip.
Yeah, so obviously you've split with the Rockets so far this season, and you know, maybe you can steal that one at their place. But at any rate, the Grizzlies are in action tonight. You can catch that game right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. All right, when we come back, Ryan Silverfield is going to join us on the other side. He's the Memphis football coach. We'll talk to him about what he's got going on. The schedule was released earlier this week. Lots to get to with Coach Silverfield. He'll join us on the other side. Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN.
The Gary Parrish Show.
I'll give Zach Kleiman credit. He made it clear when he got the job that long-term success would be the priority. It is possible he sacrificed something short-term, but if Justice Winslow is a healthy wing later this season and for the next two seasons, then whatever the Grizz might have sacrificed short-term won't matter much to anybody. It is fun to be good right now, but the number one priority should still be to be great 2 years from now. Not good right now, great 2 years from now, and then for many years after that.
Weekdays 4 p.m. till 6 p.m. 92.9 FM ESPN.
20 ribeyes for $30 at three locations in Memphis right now. For a limited time, hurry now. 20 ribeyes for $30. EBT, credit cards, debit cards, all payments accepted. Last chance to compare five-star steaks to Omaha Steak Box steak deals and save on the ribeyes. 20 ribeyes for $30. Look for the big tent in the parking lot of Wolf Chase Mall, the South Haven Town Center, and Oak Court Mall right now. Also on the big truck, crazy deals on premium steaks, pork, seafood, and gourmet chicken breasts. Everything must go. It's a truckload meat mania sale. Look for the big tent and truck in the parking lot of Wolf Chase Mall at the Highway 64 entrance and at the South Haven Town Center in front of JCPenney's across from Fox and Hounds. And also look for the big tent in the parking lot of Oak Court Mall directly in front of the food court on Poplar Street. Crazy deals on Kansas City strips, New York strips, fillets, bacon wrap fillets, mega ribeyes, and get 20 ribeyes for $30. Three locations in Memphis, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. in the parking lot of Wolf Chase Mall, the South Haven Town Center, and Oak Court Mall.
If one of your kids had a toothache, who would you call? A plumber?
Oh, yeah. I see the problem. It's a molar way back there. I think I can get it with this plunger.
Of course not. You'd want to talk to someone who specializes in your specific situation. And when it comes to marketing for your business, it's exactly the same thing. When you make a call for help, it's because you want it to work. It all starts with a conversation. Call Entercom now at 384-5900 and ask for Rachel. That's 384-5900.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Recently, I was reading to my grandsons and asked them if they were going to be lawyers when they grew up. As you may know, my wife and three sons all went to law school, and our lives have been this law firm from the time they were little boys. Now, all these years later, we've helped millions of people and their families. What started as a mom-and-pop law firm grew to be the largest injury firm in the world, with offices all over America. And in those offices are lawyers we choose who do it our way every day. The results have been stunning. You can see our verdicts and results online. For me, the people and the families we've represented at their time of need has made a difference in my life as we've tried to make a difference in theirs. My grandsons informed me they were not going to be lawyers. I asked them what they planned to be. They told me, dinosaurs. Give me some time to convince them otherwise. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Dial pound law on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Free background information available upon request.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Credit Karma can help you make financial progress by giving you free scores, reports, and monitoring. But Credit Karma does not give you the love that only a mother can. It's just an app.
I miss my mom.
But you can use Credit Karma to help you improve your credit. But it cannot solve the eternal question surrounding the human condition.
Oh, come on, I need answers.
But signing up is free. No credit card needed. Just download the Credit Karma app now.
Oh, there's my answer.
Credit Karma. Here's to progress.
Family is big around here. We're family-owned, family-operated, family-managed. And that means legacy. That means dependability. That means using Grainger. With over 1.5 million products and knowledgeable product experts, Grainger has whatever we need. And with same-day pickup and next-day delivery options, they have it whenever we need it. For over 90 years, businesses like ours have trusted Grainger. Because, like family, Grainger's got our back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Ryan Silverfield is the head coach of University of Memphis football. They just released their schedule, or at least the AAC just released its schedule earlier this week. He joins us now. Coach Silverfield, how you doing, man?
Good. How you doing?
Everything's good. So let me ask you a question. Are you an outdoorsman? Like, are you like a guy who's going to – I know you don't have a lot of off time now in your new gig. Not that you ever really did. But are you a guy that's going to go hiking and fishing and all that?
You know, I love being outside more than anything. I truly do. But I'm not a diehard outdoorsman. I like being on the water. I like fishing. I don't mind hiking. I need the exercise for sure, but my outdoors is being out there on the practice fields with the guys. That's about as good as I get.
So let me ask you this, Coach. Do you think any less of me because I won't take a fish yeah. off of a hook?
Oh, I was supposed to wait for the question. I'm sorry.
do you think any less of me because I won't take a fish off of a hook when I'm going fish? I don't really ever go fishing, but when I do, I won't touch the fish after I catch it.
Is this a for reasons being scared of fish? I mean,
I don't want to like touch the. I don't want to touch the fish.
Yeah, I think any less of you, absolutely, I will. So it's,
all right, so
let's be straightforward.
Of course,
I'll let you throw the line. If you catch them, I'll be happy to help you with it.
All right, good. All right, so I still do get the invitation of the Silverfield fishing trip. Good to know. All right, so obviously the season ended after the Cotton Bowl. Recruiting for 2020 is pretty much done, unless you have any surprises for us. You filled out a staff. Have you had a chance to exhale a little bit? Have you had a chance to just say, Or does that point ever come?
Yeah, you know, I don't, in this role, I don't know if that point ever comes, but it has been, you know, and it's funny because people I talk to throughout the country say, man, you need to slow down. And my mindset's the opposite. It's like, well, no, I need to continue to push down on the gas. But it's, you know, with February being a dead period in recruiting, it's really made it unique so that we could get back. Like you said, the staff is completed 100% now, and knock on wood that it is. And, you know, we're able to meet as a staff and be around our players and be around them and watch them work out and all those things and really all be together and build those relationships, which are so important. And that's what's been so nice this whole month, obviously with signing day earlier in the month, being able to truly focus on what we have here in the building, you know, schemes, X's and O's, our current players, and then starting to focus on 2021 recruiting as well.
There used to be, as you know, being in this business, there used to be like the everything was building up towards like the February signing day, right? Like that used to be like the day you circle, but then the NCAA sort of implemented the early signing period, so it doesn't mean exactly what it used to mean. As a coach, do you like that it's broken up? Like, does that make your job any easier?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, the one thing about, and we've had this discussion before, is the one thing about that early signing day, it's great because you get those players that have been committed to you. You get them signed to an NLI, and you still are going to worry about them. You're still going to focus on them. But it's you're not out there chasing them and continuing to recruit them. So that does make that ease. But, you know, we've had signing days that occurred, you know, when we were playing the Birmingham Bowl versus Wake Forest. I mean, we had signing day. We were doing it in the hotel before practice that morning, you know. Mm. You know, we were preparing for the Cotton Bowl and had that signing day, you know, this year. So it's just there's always something to be added to it. And then you know, some of these, you know, programs don't sign anybody in February. So they have signing day means absolutely nothing to them. And the early signing day is what they now call their main one. And it's been the case for us that way the last few years since this new rules have been implemented. But, you know, there's pluses and minuses. Look, the NCAA is a powerful force and abide by their rules, and you know if that's the way they feel it should be best, that's great. I do like the fact that February is a dead period because we get too lost in the fact of, hey, constantly worrying about the future, the future, the future, and absolutely we should, but the future starts with our current players right now.
We are, of course, talking to Memphis football coach Ryan Silverfield here on the show. Like we talked about this 2020 class, it is your first. It is your first as a head coach in Division I. When you look at it, you're third in the AAC over at 247. What do you make of it? What do you like about the class and what you're able to accomplish in it?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is we're able to bring in seven guys already. That's huge. You know, anytime you can get some of these guys should still be in high school and they've already been able to early enroll and get it just makes such a difference in their growth and their development, you know, learning the system, being around. And then from an academic standpoint, right, they're jumping into classes. It gives them a jump start really early in their college career, which has been great. Able to address a lot of the needs. You know, we had last time I was on with you guys, it was on signing day. And, you know, I said we may have one or two more surprises, and we did. You know, we were able to get a kid named Darius Coffey, you know, a few days after the actual signing day, which was great. You know, fantastic defensive back athlete, scored 48 touchdowns as a quarterback his senior year. So you know what type of player you're getting. Be fantastic on the defense side of the ball. And, you know, really, we just fit some of our needs. We got, you know, Maurice White Jr., a big defensive tackle out of East Mississippi that will be joining us here in a couple months. So just, you know, we found a linebacker we like in Mayo, you know, just out in Arkansas. It's just we've hit those needs. And it really after that early signing, it was, okay, now I got my staff. I know what kind of scheme we're going to run defensively. Let's really go pinpoint those guys we want to hone in on. We couldn't be more thrilled, you know, Josh Hastings here in Cordova. I mean, it's just been a really, really exciting.
How much of this was made possible? I know some of the legwork is done, you know, in years past. Like, you know, this is a multi-year process. But how much of this class, Coach, was possible because of the way that you hit the ground running, not when you got the job, but when you became the interim? Because, you didn't even waste any time. I think, like, the second that you got announced as the interim, like, you were on a plane and you were going to see a kid. Like, you were everywhere in that week to two-week period. So how much of this class was made possible by sort of the groundwork that you laid or maybe continued to lay when you were just the interim coach at Memphis?
Well, I think that's important. You know, it was really, I knew late Saturday night after the I probably shouldn't say that publicly, but Sunday morning after the championship game, when Coach Norvell, announced what was occurring, and I knew that I'd be named the interim. And so from that point on, I started reaching out to our current commitments at the time, prior to them signing, and just said, hey, look, everything's going to be, this is what's going to happen moving forward. And I couldn't make them any promises that I'd be the next head coach. But like I said, I care so much about this university. Even if I wasn't named head coach, I wanted these young men to understand what a special place this is. And regardless if I was the head coach moving forward, that I wanted them to hopefully honor their commitment, because it's I care so much about this program, the university, and the city, that I thought that was important. But, after my interim press conference and then the Cotton Bowl press conference, I was about 5 hours late to an in-home dinner that night in East Tennessee with a committed kid, and was jumping around all over the country. In fact, the morning before I interviewed for the job myself, because they actually made me interview for this job as well, on a Thursday that morning, I was hitting up a lot of Memphis high schools, just going to see some of our current players and recruiting for the future as well. So I think that's one of those things, is just letting these student-athletes understand that the culture that we have in place was going to continue to stay the same and continue to grow and strengthen in the right direction.
We are, of course, talking to Memphis football coach Ryan Silverfield here on the show. Schedule's out, which obviously produces a number of emotions. I know as a coach, how do you look at a schedule release? Like, I'm sure you probably get, some adrenaline pumping, like when you see it there on paper. What do you make of your first ever, I guess, your inaugural schedule as a head coach over at Memphis?
Yeah, I think the first thing you say is, wow, we got, we already know the strength of our conference. I mean, fantastic. And then, really excited about the slate of opponents. I mean, they're all great ones. Excited to get Arkansas State to open the season. I mean, they are a fantastic team, not too far down the road. And I know, the fans will be there loud and proud wearing their Tiger blue. And that's exciting, really, with just the slate of games, be able to travel to Purdue. And then come back with Houston here. And then, UTSA is a heck of an opponent. UT Martin's been playing better these days. But just you look at the home schedule, and really it gives a chance for our fans to be able to come and support our guys. I know our players so much appreciate when the Liberty Bowl's filled. And, obviously, like with everything, the more they can go out there and buy those tickets and cheer for us, it makes all the difference in the world. So I look at our schedule, man, it's exciting. It truly is. But one game at a time, first and foremost, let's get through spring practice and continue to get better. But, before you know, it'll be September 5th versus Arkansas State. We got to do everything in our power against a great opponent.
No doubt. It's funny, Coach, because people are, like, breaking down the schedule. We're doing it here on the show. Fans are doing it. And they're looking at it, and they're like, oh, 8 wins is the absolute, my God, the rapture happened if they have 8 wins. Like, it's all, something went horribly wrong if they only win 8 games. How do you look at that you are walking into a program where, 6 years ago, this just would not have simply been the case. Like, I don't even think it was like this for Mike, you are walking into a situation at Memphis where there are such lofty expectations for you. And that's a credit to what you've helped build here, right? Obviously, as the offensive line coach and all the other roles you held. But as a part of that is every single year, whether it's your first year as a head coach or whatever the case may be, people have very high expectations. They expect you to compete in the conference. They expect you to win 8, 9 double-digit games. So is that sort of a blessing and a curse? Like, how do you look at that as a first-year head coach?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The expectations are high, but I don't think anybody has higher expectations than what we have for ourselves as a program, myself as the head coach. I mean, we want to set the bar as high as we can and compete every single day. And like you said, kudos to those in the past that helped build that and get those to where we are now with this program. And I want to continue to raise that level. And, part of it, obviously, winning games. And look, I don't sit here and look at my schedule and say, well, this is the number of wins we have to get to.
Yes, right.
Our first and foremost thing is to win the right way with integrity. We're going to do that here. I have no doubt about it. But the expectations, like I said, our young men are out there working every single day, knowing that we got to get better and taking a one day at a time approach. So then, when we do line up on the 5th of September in the Liberty Bowl filled with our fans, that look, our goal every single day we line up is to go out there and win and get better. And we'll like that end result on that scoreboard if we compete like we're capable of.
Yeah, I mean, I obviously, as a lifelong Memphian, there have been many years where there were absolutely no expectations whatsoever. And so it is always, I think, preferable to go into a year with them as opposed to not having. Now, every time we do these hits, Coach, you're looking wistfully out the window and you're looking at the construction of the indoor facility. It's a little rainy today, but is that brightening your day? Are you in the office looking at the indoor facility? What's the update?
You're exactly right. I'm sitting here looking right out to my right and looking at the indoor. Obviously, man, with the amount of rain we've had lately, I'm out there hoping I can help speed this process up in case we keep getting this rain out there. I always joke around about, you know, the hats I used to have to wear. Being foreman was one of them. But, no, it's phenomenal. It just shows you the way our leadership and, you know, the people within the city have been able to support us. From our administrators, to President Rudd, to our board of directors. I mean, everybody that's been involved in getting this thing done the right way, you know, it's fantastic. And our players are so excited because it's just another tool for us to continue to get better. You know, days like today when the ground may be a little bit damp and it's going to struggle to move around a little bit out there, we'll have the fortune here in a few months to be able to go out there and be able to get some practices done. And with inclement weather, and it puts us where we need to be. And, you know, we're very, very excited. So even sometimes on these rainy days, I look out there, I say, man, soon. I've got the clock rolling. I'm excited.
I mean, is your expectations that you'll have access to it? I mean, I guess this summer, is that sort of your expectation?
Yes, sir. Yeah, with everything moving forward, John, that would be the ideal. Yes, sir.
Okay. Got to ask you this because it does feel like we're on the precipice of some great change in the NCAA and college athletics. There's been a sort of new proposed rule change when it comes to transfers in Division I football, basketball, et cetera. And in this new proposed sort of rule change, undergraduate students and athletes will be allowed to transfer once in their college career without having to sort of do that academic year, without having to sit out and be penalized for that. As a coach, at Memphis, where, listen, you're going to have guys who come here maybe as unheralded or undervalued, and they go on to have great careers. Are you for that? Are you against that? Sort of where do you come down on the proposal here?
Yeah, obviously with any of those things that get, that I share with the NCAA and our thoughts, first and foremost goes through the backing of Laird Veach, our athletic director. Him and I will always be on the same page with how we want those things to look moving forward. But personally, if you were to ask me my opinion, and I had just my personal vote and not the opinion of the school, right now I'm not in favor of it. You know, the current model is fine. There's flaws in every system. It's certainly not perfect, and the NCAA is doing everything they can to try to appease not only, the athletic programs themselves, the universities, but the student athletes. And so there's, they're weighing a bunch of different options, and hence why it's being proposed to certain people in certain conferences. But, just moving forward, I do still believe in some of the purity of the game. And, with that being said, there's so many other questions that will come up of it. If a young man transfers and his GPA is under 2.6, who takes the APR hit? Those are things that need to be addressed moving forward. If a student athlete decides to transfer immediately, is that scholarship become immediately available on the, or can the team add to the 25 limit, the cap? Now, are you able to get that number back or add to it? So all those things need to be discussed, where are they rolling with that before I make a final judgment, a stamp of approval or disapproval on something. But like I said, any of these NCAA deals, and we know moving forward, there's, like you said, we're on the forefront of possibly of a unique structural change to college athletics. And yep. It'll be interesting, right? You got to stay on top of it. But the nice thing is our athletic director, Laird Veach, and his support staff, we've been locked arm in arm, and we're going to make sure we're on the same page and try to stay ahead of all this.
No doubt. Coach, man, you're the best in the business. Appreciate the time, as always, man. We'll be seeing you soon.
Absolutely, John. Appreciate it, man. And, thank you for having me on, and have a great day, buddy.
Yes, sir. You too. Yes, sir. He is Ryan Soberfield, University of Memphis football coach. Certainly some special stuff brewing over there, the indoor facility that he said they're going to have. The expectation is by the summer, so that's obviously you know, again, long overdue from a sort of big picture standpoint. But I know for him, you know, as a guy that's been here and sort of known that's coming for the last 3-4 years, very, very nice to have that done and be in that. So no doubt about that. All right, we will come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Antonio Burks is going to join us at 125 in studio. Lots to get to with him. I'm looking forward to it. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Jeff Calkins.
And then there was just the suspense of whether he would get his first triple-double.
Beal into the front court. Beal going to feed for Bertans. Deep three. Morant could get the rebound here. He does. Triple-double. And Kyle Anderson knew it. The Grizzlies knew it.
The Jeff Calkins Show. Weekdays 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. 92.9 FM, ESPN. Memphis's sports station. Get your Grizz on 92.9 FM ESPN through radio.com. Favorite 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, this is John Martin. I'm back to tell you about my favorite spot in Memphis, the Blue Monkey. In case you've forgotten, and you shouldn't forget, they have great burgers, some of the best in Memphis, especially the barbecue bacon burger with black Angus meat topped with melted cheddar cheese, crisp bacon, and tangy barbecue sauce. And also, don't forget steak night every Tuesday at the downtown location and Thursday at the Midtown location. They offer a 7 or 10 ounce filet or 12 ounce and 16 ounce prime rib that is slow roasted and just plain awesome. On steak night, they also feature a choice of salad and a side. They got house-made ranch dressing and the twice-baked potato. I recommend both. They got two locations, 513 South Front Street downtown and 2012 Madison Avenue in Midtown. And find them on the web at BlueMonkeyMemphis.com.
Live team trivia and karaoke every Wednesday and Thursday. Bring a team and win some green. Plus, live music at the Blue Monkey in Midtown on Friday night. It's Grapes. Saturday night, solar-powered love.
You've got a car to sell, so you start thinking, what, this is going to be fun? Ha! You're really thinking, what a pain. It's going to take forever. I'm going to have to haggle with dealers or handle everything myself.
It doesn't have to be that way. GiveMeTheVIN.com is a much better way to go. Hi, I'm John Clay Wolf, and working with my company, GiveMeTheVIN.com is simple, fast, and I guarantee you more money for your car. Stop placing your own ads, stop letting dealerships rob your trade-in, and quit wasting time standing around at CarMax. Go to GiveMeTheVIN.com and give it a try. Just punch in your VIN number or plate number, post a few pics, and presto, you get an offer for your vehicle within seconds, and I give you more money guaranteed, or I'll send you a check for $100. This is smart, new, easy way to sell your vehicle for more money, and we'll come pick it up at your house or office. Take a couple of minutes and go to GiveMeTheVIN.com now.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear.
Been to the Fitz lately? There's a new feel, new food, new fun. If you haven't been to the Fitz lately, man, what are you waiting for? The Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
Memphis and surrounding suburbs, please make your plans to join Mayor Lee Harris for this year's State of the County Address, taking place at Collierville High School on Friday, February 21st. Doors will open at 3 p.m. See you there.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Landers Auto Sales, if you're in the market for a new vehicle, that's where you need to go. They got them all out there on the lot. Price starting at just $29.90. They got large SUVs, small SUVs, compact cars, luxury cars, trucks, vans, sedans, whatever it is you need. They got you covered out there on the lot. Like I said, price starting at just $29.90. They got one of the widest selections in the Mid-South. They got one of the best teams in the Mid-South. So go on out there and see exactly what I'm talking about. Go see my friends at Landers. They're located in South Haven on Goodman Road. Or you can go online and see the entire inventory for yourself at LandersMemphis.com. And remember, if it doesn't say Landers, you paid too much. We just had Ryan Silverfield on the show, Memphis football coach, and we asked him about the potential transfer changes that are coming to the NCAA and Division One. And I give him credit because he was honest about it. He said he would not be in favor of it. He's not saying that's the university's position. He's saying that's his own personal position. And I have to say that I understand it. I understand it from his perspective. Now, I, as someone whose livelihood does not depend on recruiting and maintaining and keeping talent in my program, I'm in favor of being able to transfer one time without penalty.
Yep.
If, you know, for whatever the situation may be. Maybe you go to a school, whether it's to play basketball or football, and you have ideas and visions of a role that never quite materialize, right? Yep. And I don't think you should be penalized for that. I think you should be allowed to pursue a new venture. I mean, it's like that for everybody else.
Yeah, I'm not in Ryan's position. I actually would answer the same way if I were Ryan Silverfield.
Well, there's no question about that.
If I'm not Ryan Silverfield and I'm Brad Carson, or I'm at a bigger, perceived to be bigger school,
yeah,
Power Five, let's say.
Well, let's just say you're, you know, whether you're Dana Holgorsen,
right,
or Ryan Silverfield, or, you know, whoever you are in,
right,
the AAC or a conference.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, Cincinnati, wherever, right.
Yeah, the problem is that, you know, let's just take, for example, a player like Kenneth Gainwell, right?
Perfect example.
Who, you know, was, for whatever reason, he was overlooked by his in-state schools, Ole Miss and Mississippi State, and, right, Memphis found an absolute gem.
Mm-hmm.
Same for a guy, like, let's just use a guy who was gone, Tony Pollard,
right,
or Patrick Taylor Jr.
Sure. Most, frankly, the successful players on Memphis' roster.
Basically, everybody on Memphis' roster.
Yeah.
Right? Like, every offensive player on Memphis' roster. I mean, even T.J. Carter,
yeah,
on the defensive side.
Yeah, the defense. Right, any
you
of
know,
these guys.
I mean, these are guys who, you know, whether
exactly
they play
right
in Nashville or Memphis or whatever, you know.
They're unheralded.
They, you know, these schools, these quote-unquote bigger schools, missed out on them for whatever the reason,
sure,
is. And sort of, I think if you're Ryan Silverfield or anybody in Ryan's position as sort of outside of the Power Five,
mm-hmm,
and let's be clear too, it's not just AAC coaches who have to worry about it. Even Power Five schools have to worry about it. Like, Nick Saban's,
sure,
going to have to worry about it,
right?
Because the reality of it is when you go to Alabama, there you have to wait,
right?
Like, you don't just walk in, you know, as a linebacker and start.
Nope.
So, like, what Nick Saban's going to have to worry about is the same thing that Ryan Silver. It's just it's a different sort of way.
Yeah, you got,
right,
two quarterbacks. The second one doesn't play, and Virginia Tech needs a player.
Now, quarterbacks are going to transfer.
Yeah.
Like, that's just going to happen. But I'm more so talking about just the depth of your roster. Like,
right,
if you have a skill position player, like I said, like a Kenneth Gainwell under sort of the new proposal,
yeah,
here,
yeah,
you know, I mean, Alabama can come get involved, and whoever can get involved. And so I can understand from Ryan's perspective, like, why you worry about that. And by the way, like, and I think Mark Giannato made this point, there are a lot of guys who play at Memphis, who play at Cincinnati, who play, you know, at Houston, who are good enough to play in the Power Five.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who are good enough to play in the SEC, who are good enough to play in the Big 12. And where Memphis is in the sort of pecking order, I don't think there are as many guys who are in Conference USA or in the Sun Belt or wherever the case,
yeah,
who you, if you're Memphis, you're trying to poach.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
the
really
opposite
it's like
way.
It's like being in the middle kind of screws you here,
yes,
in a sense. Now, for Memphis basketball, it's totally different.
Yes.
Like Memphis basketball, like you're kind of more at the top of the food chain. You have the tradition,
yeah,
you have the history, you know, you have the resources.
Yeah.
It's
not as much a conference thing, really, in basketball.
No, basketball, right, it's not exactly. The conference affiliation isn't as relevant.
Right.
Like, it doesn't really matter. Like, ETSU can make the tournament,
right,
as an at-large.
Yeah.
Like, and they probably will. I mean, all that dude does over there, Steve Forbes, is mm-hmm, win games. So, yeah, you can go get Javion Hamlet from North Texas. And North Texas, I'm sure, is probably like, this is BS.
Right.
Like, this, like, the same thing.
What?
You know, like,
yeah,
any other coach
this
in that position
guy
would say. So,
sure.
It's just one of those things. Nobody's ever going to be happy all the way around. Like, there's always going to be somebody who doesn't like a rule change.
Sure.
And I do think when we look back on this, like, obviously, yes, players are going to benefit. And they should be able to benefit. Why shouldn't a guy who is playing well at a smaller school, you know, have a great year and be able to say, all right, I want to upgrade my circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be on a bigger stage. Why shouldn't a player be able to do that? But I think, A, that's who's going to benefit the most is the players themselves. But, B, it's going to be the SEC. It's going to be the Big 12. It's going to be these power conferences.
Absolutely.
Who have an infusion of players who, when they were coming out of high school,
mm-hmm,
weren't given the time of day. Right?
Right,
but they got coached up at wherever it might be, and they get post, and that's the nature of the business,
sure,
right? Like that is the world we live in, and I totally understand Ryan Silverfield or any other coach in his position's stance on that matter. Okay, I have to talk about this story because I saw it yesterday, and I couldn't really believe what I was reading. Greg Robinson played on the offensive line for the Cleveland Browns,
right,
once upon a time. He's only 27. I guess he fell out He was with the Browns last year. I guess he didn't have his contract renewed, and maybe this story perhaps explains why. But Greg Robinson was going to take a trip to Mexico.
Sure.
Who among us, right? Like, who among
you
us?
You were married there.
I love Mexico so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, that's your place.
Mexico is an amazing place, especially when you get, like, again, I know it's not like the nature. I know it's not like the real taste of Mexico, right? But, like, an all-inclusive. You got, like, the swim-up bar, man.
That's
and we
nice.
Did the, we went to Coba, the ruins. We got there. I mean, we stood on top. It was amazing.
Beautiful.
It was an amazing week away from home. Me and Greg Robinson's intentions in Mexico, apparently very different.
Yeah.
I went to Mexico to get married. Greg Robinson was drug trafficking. Greg Robinson was arrested yesterday, booked by the DEA, this on Tuesday, after federal agents said they found 157 pounds of weed in a rented vehicle in which he and two other people were.
Wow.
First of all, that is a ton of weed.
It's a lot of pot, bro.
It's so much weed. Put it in these terms. Greg Robinson basically took a Jeffrey Wright of weed down to Mexico.
It's the same weight equivalent.
Like, Greg Robinson.
It basically is Jeffrey Wright in weight.
Jeffrey Wright in pot was what Greg Robinson had in his car.
Basically.
And he thought he was going to get across the border with that in his car, and now he's facing a ton of jail time as a result of this. So they were in this car. They were driving from L.A. to Louisiana in an SUV through a remote section of West Texas. They passed a Border Patrol agent with a drug-sniffing dog.
Damn.
The dog detected the scent of marijuana.
Of course hey.
There's 157 pounds of this stuff.
If that dog wouldn't have smelled that much weed, that dog can't smell.
Dude, I smelled them driving by from my house.
Here, in Memphis.
In Memphis, okay? I was like, y'all smell that? Oh, that's just Greg.
Whoa, it was a walk from the border.
That's just Greg Robinson driving by. He's just on his way to Mexico.
Yeah, 2,000
the hell he's
miles
going.
Away. Sure.
But anyway, now he's facing a ton of jail time. Everybody's saying that Greg Robinson is so stupid. He is so dumb. And I guess there is some brazenness that comes with just carrying around Jeffrey Wright and weed in your car. I guess that is inherently
157 pounds, John. That's dumb, right?
But I mean, we don't know.
But?
Like, it might have been his only way. Like, we don't know sort of what his NFL career.
He's a millionaire, though.
Well, he has made a million.
When Zeebo allegedly has, like, these things happening in his house, like, there's somebody probably taking care of this.
I'm not advocating for, first of all, when are we going to get to a point where we're decriminalizing marijuana?
Well, Illinois did. Like, you can go to Illinois right now and buy weed.
Dude, you can drive around Illinois right now with 157 pounds of weed.
Load up.
And nobody's going to give a damn.
No, their economy's terrible. They figured out how to fix it. Legalize marijuana.
We don't know how he spent his money. We don't know how he invested. Obviously, he invested in the marijuana business.
There's money in that, too.
157 pounds
damn,
of weed.
Damn, bro.
And it now belongs to the United States government, unfortunately, for Greg Robinson. So, anyway, you hate to see it, man. You hate to see it. I'm not an expert in drug smuggling. What the best way to move that is.
There's no good, easy way to move Jeffrey Wright in pot. It's just hard to do, you know?
Honestly, I would consider just giving it to Jeffrey Wright and just see how far he can get.
Smoke it at once.
Like, Jeffrey Wright with the MUS, like, he can probably
get it. Yeah, he's smart. He can figure out how to get that on his person.
He'll probably get it across the border. Yeah. He'll find a way. But anyway, Greg Robinson arrested for having 157 pounds of weed. That is definitely unfortunate. All right, we will come back. Antonio Burke's going to be in studio at 1:25. When we come back, Jason Smith's going to rejoin us. He has been playing doctor today for young CJ. We'll get the update on his status, and we'll get into some Memphis basketball, some Grizzlies.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
Found the roof leak.
Where?
See those shingles?
What do we do now?
I pity the fool. You need the A-Team.
What?
A-Team Roofing in Collierville, one of only two diamond contractors in the Mid-South. They're a licensed general contractor, but also a licensed insurance adjuster. When it comes to insurance approval, the decision really is in the details.
Well, yeah.
Get your roof done right. Call the A-Team, 901-605-ROOF.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
You okay?
I'm A-OK.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Making Moves is brought to you by LinkedIn.
On winning teams, every player brings their unique strength that has an impact on the results. For Kevin McHale, that meant coming off the bench for the Boston Celtics. Of his almost 1,000 career games, he only started 400 of them. Yet McHale helped lead the Celtics to three NBA championships, played in seven All-Star games, and was inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Build your winning team today. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports.
You wouldn't draft a point guard to play center, right? It's the same thing as when you're going to hire your next teammate. LinkedIn will match the right talent with your open roles fast. Post a job and you'll get great candidates with the right mix of skills, interests, and experience. So every hire you make is a win for your business. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports and get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/sports. LinkedIn.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. And we'll give you this barbershop quartet who'll sing the name of the perfect hire.
Vince Lundy.
Vince Lundy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.